Okay, so hi there, my name is Mikey. I'm one of the baby doctors. Am I speaking to Tim's mum? Hi, nice to meet you, and what's your name? Amelia. How are you, Amelia? How are you doing today? Congratulations on your little one.
I'm pretty glad to be back here. The other hospital was just so far away.
I can imagine, yeah. And you've been through a lot, haven't you? And so has little Tim. How's he doing from your point of view? Good.
Nothing else can get in his way of recovery.
he's done very, very well, I have to say. I actually just wanted to give you a quick update on kind of his management moving forward. Could we just get a side room if that's okay? And I'll bring Tim's nurse in with us just so she knows the management plan as well. I actually had an important update to give you with regards to some of Tim's tests. Nothing to worry you about, but it's something that does need to be discussed. I'm sorry, I know you look really worried, but just to reassure you, he is doing fine. But it's now a good time to speak about it. Is that all right?
I
Yeah?
really want to know what's wrong now.
Absolutely. No, we're going to talk about that. Do you have anybody else in the room with you that you want for this update? It's not bad. If there's no one else with you here, we can always revisit the topic when your partner comes in. That's not a problem at all. Okay? Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Great. So as you said, Tim's doing absolutely fantastically from his surgery point of view. He's come in and he's started on his feeds, which is really, really good. We do some routine testing when children are transferred from between hospitals. We do some swabs to look for common bugs that are present in the hospital environment. And we did a couple of swabs on Tim that actually came back as positive for a bug called MRSA. I was just
Oh,
wondering.
that's all that's on the news.
Yeah, I was wondering whether you'd heard about it because I think a lot of people have from the news.
That's the one, it's called like the super bug. It's supposed to be really bad, isn't it? People die of that.
Yeah, so the news is actually has kind of put in a quite a significant light because it is a bug that if it does cause illness in a little one, it can be quite dangerous. But just to reassure you, so basically MRSA, it's actually a bug that colonizes normal human beings. So it's in the throats of people who can sometimes be absolutely well. And it's usually transferred between people from contact, if that makes sense.
So someone gave it to him.
Not necessarily. So you can acquire it from the environment, and it's difficult to say where he got it from. But once they acquire it, it can be absolutely harmless and like not cause any infection. But if it does cause infection for any reason, it can be a little bit more difficult to treat. And for that reason, we actively look for it. And when we do find it, there's a very good medication to help get rid of it. Does that make sense? Yeah.
I just don't understand how we got this. I thought people were supposed to wash their hands.
Absolutely. I mean, that is infection control policy, and in hospitals, it's a strict policy to wash hands between patients, and for exactly this reason, for these bugs not to be transmitted between patients. Unfortunately, sometimes it does happen, but we have a very strict protocol once we do detect MRSA in little ones, so for example, in Tim's case, we've escalated this to the infection control department. And what this would mean for Tim's care is that for the time being, he'll be nursed in a separate room just to prevent him from transmitting it to anyone else. He's clinically very stable, he's doing very well, but we're going to have to give him some special washes and some nasal ointment for a period of time for 7 to 14 days to make sure that this bug is cleared from his system. Okay? Is that making sense? Yeah. So in terms of making sure that, this bug is cleared from his system, once we do give him the treatment, we'll retest him to make sure that the swabs are clear. And if they are clear and he's fit enough to go home, he will go home, else he'll be put back out into the bay with the other babies, okay? I know this is a lot to take in, and I see the worry on your face, and I just want to reassure you that he is doing very well, and we don't anticipate that this is going to cause him any problems or set him back in any way. It's just something that we have found that we do need to treat for his care and for the care of the other children in the department.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I've cuddled him, do I have it on me?
Yeah, so you can, in terms of the infection control policy, whoever touches him, it's really important that you wash your hands very well between, you know, going in and out of the room. It doesn't mean that you can't kind of hold him or be close to him at all, okay? It's just we need to follow basic hand hygiene policies to prevent this from becoming a problem for other babies, okay?
Do I need to be tested for it or?
No, you don't need to be tested for it. Yeah. Is that okay? I feel like you're still thinking quite a lot about it. Do you have any questions that I can help answer?
I just want to know where he got it from, really.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just trying to think. I'm just thinking in my head, who's touched him and how he got it. So many people touch him all the time, to be honest. Even medical students come and poke him. God knows what they've been doing.
Yeah. It's actually really, really difficult to say. He's obviously only been in hospital. And as I said, this is a bug that we do find in hospital. We take it very seriously. And we've obviously fed back to our own infectious diseases department. And we will feed back to the hospital that they came from as well, just to make sure that they're aware that this child had MRSA.
So you think it was their fault?
Not necessarily. It's hard to say where he got it from. It's obviously not from the community because he's only been in hospital. But, you know, even if he's been visited by yourself or dad, it's difficult. It could be anyone. Yeah.
Not great, really, is it?
Yeah, it's obviously, I can see that it's concerning from you, but from our standpoint, we are not worried about it. We have a very clear plan of action in terms of how we can help him. And children, you know, we do get positive swabs from MRSA for other kids as well, and they do absolutely fine. It hardly ever becomes a problem. Okay?
All right, then.
Yeah. What I can do is I can come back with a leaflet, just covering everything that we've talked about. And then when your partner comes in, you can just note down any questions that you have, and we can rediscuss things if you'd like to talk about it again. Is that okay?
Yeah, he won't be happy at all. Pissed off.
Yeah, that's okay. I can come back and explain things to him just so that things don't get lost in translation. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And we, if it's okay with you, we'll start with the therapy, the decolonization washes for your little one. They're usually well tolerated, so just to get things going.
Oh yeah, please go and do that right now.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
Bye.
All right, thank you for your understanding.
Yeah, perfect timing. Your time has just gone off.